Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
It's only been one series, but we're already ready to make wild overreactions to the Texas Rangers. 877-881-1053. Give us your wild overreactions for the Texas Rangers. So I started to think about this because of our text chain that we have for the show. Is Friday night, Corey, 60-0, Reggie, no offense, no problem. And I said Lance Lynn equals Cy Young, Rugi equals MVP, to which Corey responded Leclerc equals Hall of Fame. And I said I hope Lynn and Leclerc don't split the Cy Young vote.
Are we going to read everything in the text chain?
Yeah, this will be the last one.
Oh, okay.
It's going to be Cy Young by committee, Lynn, Chavez, Leclerc, Hernandez, two, maybe Kluber and Minor. Oh, yeah, and then the last thing Corey said, what's the magic number, fellas? So, yeah. Obviously, we wildly overreacted. We want your wild overreactions as well. Here is mine. Joey Gallo will never hit 40 home runs again. So, it looks really difficult, at least through two games it did, to hit a home run in the new park. And I saw this, Jared put out a series of statistics. In 2016, 17, 18, and 19, each year, the Texas Rangers had 81 home games. And each year, only three times did a game happen where neither team hit a home run. It happened in the first two games of the new park.
Two for three.
I was like, oh, crap. So we're already two for three. And we would have to play 78 more games, and it only happened once. And I was like, oh, well, that's concerning. So my first overreaction is that Joey Gallo will never hit 40 home runs again. However, my next overreaction, the Rangers are going to win the division. Check this out. The last time that the Rangers went homerless in the first two games of the season, 2015 and 2016. Corey, do you know what happened in those 2 years?
They won the division.
We won the division. So those are my wild overreactions.
Those are wild. I do think that Joey Gallo will hit 40 home runs again in a season.
But not this season.
Definitely not this season. But this is being a pitcher's ballpark. It looks like it's playing out to be true. Now, we have to remember this. The Colorado Rockies are used to the ball flying out of their ballpark. And if you look at their splits, they've always, you know, through the history of Colorado, it's just their splits are they're not close to hitting as many home runs as they do in Colorado. But the Rangers are going to have to deal with this. The Rangers don't have a big lineup as is. I mean, we have smaller guys. We only have one true power hitter in our lineup. Maybe Rugi is considered a second power hitter. But there was a time where Trevor Story, who did hit two home runs yesterday, I think he thought he hit a home run in the first game where it was caught like near the warning track. And I think his reaction looked like, I thought I hit a home run there.
I did too. I was watching that game with Brandon. And as soon as you heard that pop, I go, uh-oh. And I thought the same thing.
Wait, on the Gallo home run?
No, on the fake Trevor Story home run. When I thought that was going to be a home run.
Go ahead, Mike.
Well, I mean, maybe this plays out in the advantage of the Texas Rangers going to the future is we could never get a pitcher. Now we can sell them a lot on, hey, it's you're going to feel comfortable. You're never going to have to pitch in the heat. And fly balls that are home runs in other parks aren't home runs in ours.
From the 214, wild overreactions to one series of the Rangers. From the 214, Rangers are good. From another 214, fire JD. And from yet a different 214, Woody needs to go already. Holy crap. Those are some wild overreact. Well, maybe not the JD one. I feel like that's been building for some folks for like a really long time. But the other ones.
It's interesting. What did Woody do wrong during this week? During these three
games?
He
didn't teach us how to do the rundown right.
Well, there was another bad rundown in Major League Baseball. I do think this is an issue that you didn't have spring training after, you know, having the layoff from March till July. These are things you work on in spring training. Bunt coverage, PFP, rundowns, that pop-up priority. These are things that they really didn't get to do as a unit and as a team the way that you do get to do in your 6 to 7 weeks of spring training. So I don't think that's Woody's main fault. It was the Cubs screwed up the other one. Lorenzo Cain got in a rundown for Milwaukee and was able to get out of it because it's interesting. If you don't work on things and you think the most basic things are easy to do and then you get in a game and do them, you're like, oh, crap. I guess working on rundowns is actually something we need to do.
Corey, do you have a wild overreaction from the first series of the season?
Danny Santana is nothing more than a bit player, and we screwed up by not actually getting a center fielder.
Oh.
Although
is a center fielder. His name is Leody Taveras.
He did look pretty comfortable out there. I was actually pretty surprised at how comfortable he looked a couple times whenever the ball was up in the air and he got close to the fence. I was like, oh, wow, that looks like a guy who feels pretty comfortable out there, but I need to see something more from Santana, guys.
I guess I'll say this. Santana's just being put into a position that what other team would put him as their three-hole hitter?
No other team, Mike. No other team
would
do that.
Another not great team.
Yes.
Triple A team,
so
maybe?
That's the tough thing about Danny Santana is I think that he can be an everyday player for you, and maybe even in center field. It's just that most teams wouldn't have him batting third. They would have him batting sixth through ninth. Somewhere in that range, and that
but
would
Mike,
make
we have
you
a whole team. We have a whole team like that, where you're looking at almost the entire roster, saying, how many other teams would have any of these guys hitting there? Like Elvis, we talked about that this morning, Mike. Elvis wouldn't be hitting anywhere in the top three in any other lineup in baseball.
Yeah,
just my bad. Okay, so there's my overreaction, Kevin. My overreaction is that we have not built a roster that is worthy of being a good AAA roster.
I have a positive and a negative.
Okay.
Reaction. I'm going to go with positive first. The young arms in the bullpen are making the current and the future bullpen look really good. So that is my positive reaction of, hey, this bullpen could be something of a strength. I don't know how quick it can be right now strength because you do need a closer that you feel great about. But the young arms of Jabot, Goody, Hernandez, like all of those guys, even Palumbo, who's not really a future reliever. I think he's more of a future starter, but he did a nice job filling in when he had to come in that situation yesterday. So I'm feeling good about the young arms of the current Texas Rangers. My negative does go to Corey's negative somewhat in that my negative overreaction would be we're in trouble offensively, and I don't know how we're going to get out of it.
My issue there is that is not – I don't think that's an overreaction. Like, you know, like we said going into the season, oh, this offense doesn't look too good. And then in the first series – oh, this offense doesn't look too good. And so that's my concern is like, at least with some of these overreactions, you're like, yeah, probably not. I guess another overreaction I would have is that Joey Gallo is going to win a truck, right?
He's going to hit it there, dude.
You saw how close he was to hitting that truck sign. He's going to win a truck.
Yeah, at some point. And I don't know if you saw the ball. It has a bruise on top of it. Pat Doney tweeted out a picture of the ball, and it looks like it actually has a bruise on top of it. I will say this. Here's a little positivity for you. We can still go 58-2. That's still a possibility.
Okay.
So if you want to look at some optimism, Mike, I know it sounds difficult.
Yeah.
All right. It's a tough hill to climb, but it's still a possibility.
Overreaction. From the 469. Ticket sales were so bad they just moved all the fans into the camera view. Wow. And they flattened them out and everything.
That's not true, but it is true that they are putting the fans in the camera view, that if you're not really in the camera view when they show a wide shot, they're like, look, we don't need to put doppelgangers.
Is that Doppelrangers.
Doppelrangers into that area.
From the 972, overreaction, drop IKF, bring Young up already to play third base, and make Frazier your everyday DH. Wow. I'll take that, IKF, who had a triple.
Wait, so yeah, who's playing first base then?
Yeah.
Maybe, I guess, Frazier. I guess we can just leave him at
everyday DH.
I mean, you're going to put Guzman then there, I guess, which is another example of somebody that you're like, I think he might not need to be here all the time.
That all sounds good until Josh Jung, who's not ready for the major leagues, who I love and I think can be a valuable contributor to the future of the Texas Rangers, goes 3 for 35 in his first 35 at bats. Then everybody's like, well, guess what? He's not ready. You don't want to bring a dude up who's not ready, because when he does that, we're all going to fart on him and sour on him and say all kinds of bad things about him. And it's not fair to that guy. Give him a chance to develop. And this year stinks because there's nowhere to develop. You know, he's having to develop an inner squad, whatever they're doing for the 30 guys that aren't on the 30-man roster right now. But go around Major League Baseball. Tell me how you feel about guys when they come up and they don't do much. You write them off as like, well, they're not going to be a star.
From the 214, overreaction after one series of Rangers baseball, Willie Calhoun is a horrible DH. Yeah, man, that is a hard reaction, although we did determine that perhaps just a tiny bit bigger.
He's 0 for 7
right
now,
last year.
I mean, he's 0 for 7. That's not a good thing for a guy that's only job is to hit the ball.
That is for sure true.
By the way, Jeff Mathis's OPS is 4,000, so that's pretty impressive.
That's definitely on a hold.
Yeah.
That's my overreaction. He's going to have the greatest season in baseball history, but it will never be considered as such because it was so short.
My overreaction, another one, is the analytic people are going to hate this and not do it, and I know the Rangers are strong on that. We need to start bunting, and we need to start stealing bases, and we need to do whatever it takes
to get on,
to just manufacture a run here and there. It makes no sense, except, guess what? Defenses don't know what's going on when people bunt. They're like, what is this? What just happened? Why is the ball rolling slowly towards third or first? So there could be a situation here, and I know the Rangers won't do it. I get it. It doesn't make any sense to the numbers. And after three games, I'm not saying to do it. But I'll tell you what, if we play the Diamondbacks Tuesday and Wednesday and you really struggle to score runs again, and then you play San Francisco on the road and you struggle to score runs, I think there's a legitimate case of, I get it, it doesn't make sense to the analytics, but besides Joey Gallo, we're moving runners to second base, we're bunting, we're hitting and running. I know that we don't know how that goes. But what's going to happen is the runner's going to start running after the pitcher lifts his leg, and you're going to swing at the ball and hit it on the ground no matter what.
Hi, it's me, Reggie, to douse these things with water. The tough part about that is you talk about the little things in baseball without having spring training. That seems like that'd be tough to implement these things without having.
Haven't we been training for like the last 2 weeks?
Well, the specifics of like, you know, bunting and, you know, small ball, but there's nothing I would like more than seeing Woody's small ball Rangers.
From the 214, that's hilarious the way you said it. Let's go ahead and mark that. You said 2 and 58 wrong. Because you said 58 and 2, Corey. They're like, no, overreaction. You said 2 and 58 wrong. From the 817, I want Chavez to be the closer. Wow. Mm. All right. And from the 214, wild overreaction for the Rangers after one series. In 2 years, there will not be one player from this team left. Wow.
What?
That is a major overreaction.
Name one.
But, you know, I think Joey Gallo will.
Oh, Mike. You know his agent? That's the one thing that
it's going to be Rugi. We all know it's going to be Rugi. He's never going anywhere. It doesn't matter how crappy he plays. He still gets rolled out there as the unquestioned starter. We pretend like there's a question.
I think Jose Trevino will be our catcher.
Okay.
Right. He's on the roster right now.
I like him.
But to his point, there will be, like, the starting rotation. Name a person in 2022 in the rotation that's in the rotation now.
No, I won't. You can't make me either because I don't have an answer.
Nobody.
Yeah, I don't have a single answer.
To that point, from the 409, Kluber was a bad signing and won't start more than five games this year. I mean, he was a, you know, you could say a bad trade. I still think a mediocre trade. You gave up very little to get him, and if it doesn't work out, like, that's unfortunate. But you didn't get fleeced or anything.
One thing that I would overreact to is Palumbo, for at least a couple innings, looked like he was going to be the MVP of the game. And then he kind of got knocked around a little bit. But I was really.
Is that your fault,
see...
Corey? Because you were shouting out that he was perfect, and then he imploded in the fourth inning.
Yeah, that may have something to do with me. I'm sorry about that. But yeah, four strikeouts, man. I liked what I saw for a couple innings, Mike. He came out throwing. He had good command of his fastball, and then he got thumped a little bit. So
I do too. I think he'll take the spot. I was wondering if Allard would take the spot or Palumbo. That'll be an interesting decision for the Rangers.
Oh, from the 214, overreaction. Baseball had a chance to win my fandom back and lost it in one weekend.
Oh,
I would like to know more about, is it just lack of fundamentals?
Is it because the Rangers did bad, or is it because you didn't like watching the games you watch? I thought Patrick Corbin was awesome yesterday, and the Yankees came back and won.
It's because they were wearing masks out there.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.